What is up, sexy people of the internet? It is Dave, it is Duncan, back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. For this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from Montreal-based noise merchant Cell Press.
Bonjour!
The band's new album, Cages, released on March 8th on The Ghost Is Clear Records on vinyl, Ancient Tempo Records or Recordings on also on vinyl, and No List Records on cassette. That's right, cassette. We're old enough to remember cassette. So,
you're old enough to remember, cassette. I'm younger than you. One I can't month. Remember it.
There was not much change in that 1 month, Duncan.
It's a huge. We like moved to CD in that.
Did we fuck? Cell Press, formed in 2019, took their name from the 2001 Russian prison documentary, The Mark of Cain.
It's all coming together as to why this is a pick this week.
Why? Because there was a mention of prisons.
Prisons. Like Dave, if you, like, for a peek behind the curtain, ladies and gents, if Dave could live in a world where the only thing that was shown on TV was movies about people being in prison and trying to break out of prison, or like documentaries of prison, it's just someone, it's like David Attenborough going, and this is a prison. Like, Dave would be, like, Dave's dick would be constantly erect, and there'd be no semen left in his body.
There's been a lack of really good prison movies recently, Duncan.
Has there, or did we have so many of them that the industry has to reset?
No, there can never be enough.
I get, movies. Like, to me, I feel like when Vince Vaughn did that movie where he is... like basically like punch and fuck at everyone in a prison for about an hour of a movie. I think at that point the industry was like, maybe we should take a couple of years off. Like it was just like, well, so I've good. Got this pitch for a prison movie. No, you don't. Change that prison to, I don't know, like a Disney princess. Okay then, here we go. A Disney princess gets gang. No, let's, what? Who? Like, Cell Press. Cages.
Cell Press. The brutal humanity of that film is reflected in this music.
We need to watch this fucking movie, by the way.
The Mark of Cain. On the surface, anyway, it's raw and it's punishing, Duncan. But there are complexities and nuances revealed once the surface noise has been embraced. Mm. Members have played in a myriad of punk, metal and hardcore bands, such as...
More the... use of the word myriad in press statements, because I fucking love it.
Including The Great Sabatini, great name, I Hate Sally, The Chariot, Animal Ethics, Architect, Swarm of Spheres, and Angles.
I'm going to assume Architects is not...
Not The Architects, no.
Yeah.
Cages is the first full-length album recorded at Boxcar Sound Recording in Hamilton, engineered by Sean Pearson and mixed by Scott Evans, Cowell and Walled City. Come on, my man.
Nice.
And then mastered by Carol Saff at Saff Mastering. Album artwork is by guitarist Sean, aka Wormzilla.
Artwork is so fucking good.
The artwork is awesome.
The artwork to me reminds me of, and I hope he takes this in the best possible way, if you ever get a chance to Google Clive Barker's like art, like not his paintings, his art. Uh-huh. He does a lot of drawings for fans, like Pinhead and stuff like that. And that's what it looks like. It's fucking amazing.
Well, apparently the art depicts an inpatient in a psychiatric ward.
I got that from the straitjacket.
Yes, the style of the rendering is attempting to express the fragility and mania of the person and some of the ideas in the songs.
He also managed to capture my O face. Just so he knows.
I've seen it.
Literally, one eye always goes shut.
Sleep with one eye open, Duncan. The band say, we think and hope that folks who enjoyed our first EP will be pleased with this offering and the next evolution of our sound and auditory trajectory. We are trying to offer a full-length album with no filler from start to end, and are appealing to our listeners to embrace an almost passé era where bands present collections of songs that are meant to be listened to all together and that fit and tell a complete story, with each song being individual chapters to that story.
Fucking testify. Testify, Reach. Ladies and gents.
Reach.
Albums. Imagine bands writing albums and not a bunch of songs. Oh, we wrote 40 songs that were whittled down to 10. Really? So what's the cohesion on this? There isn't any. You wrote fucking 40 disparate songs and your fucking producer was like that. These are the 10 best and that's what made the album. Mm-hmm. I would fucking throw that all away. Have a band that just said, you know what? We're writing an album. With all the nuance that comes with it.
Yes. Cages were written over the span of 2 years, in 2021 to 2022, when the world was changing rapidly, as was our personal lives. Certain peaks and valleys through those years influenced the songs and the songwriting. Cages is an angry, gritty, unapologetic look at the world through our eyes and expressed through our voices and instrumentation for your ears. So, 9 tracks, just over 33 minutes in length. What do we make of Cages by Cell Press? Duncan, take the floor, my man.
Right, this band had me in already. Probably from the artwork, right? But right. Track 5 is called Joy to the World.
Yes.
And yeah. Joy is spelt different. It's spelled J-O-I.
Yeah.
And I happen to be the sort of person that understands that J-O-I is an abbreviation for jerk-off instruction.
Only you.
Now, I want to stress that I know how to jerk off.
Good.
But there's a whole subgenre of videos, so I'm told from the internet, of women explaining how to do it. And they get quite graphic, and sometimes they bring vegetables and fruit into the equation to demonstrate how you're supposed to be doing it.
I like it.
So that just that name to me said that this band are fucking smart. these guys get me. I had not picked Canada for this, so I was going states.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I apologise to them in advance because I know that to the Canadians, very much like to the Americans, getting your countries muddled up is the same way as someone saying to a Scotsman, oh, are you Irish? And you're like, no, I'm fucking Scottish. That's a body of water that separates the two. So I'll tell you what I love about Cell Press. Cell Press remind me in a lot of ways, like what would happen if you took very early Cancer Bats and just took all the southern grooves out of it. Like someone had a southern groove extractor. Let's remove the south from this band. And that's kind of what you get here. This is a band that have the thickest, the grooviest, the most punishing synced up like bass and guitar. Like there's so many moments with this band. We'll be doing loads of different things and then they're like that. Oh, we all just need to come. Let's come together right now on this album. And it's fucking awesome. It's just a full of bowdy bowdy bows. It's an album of bowdy bowdy bows. In fact, they should rename the album from Cages to Bowdy Bowdy Bow. They are weirdly a bit of an anomaly, like in some respects, in that they constantly sound like at any point they could jump into a kind of almost noise rock vein, and they never do it. Mm-hmm. So they hold just behind the line all the way through. This is incredibly measured. It has this kind of punk ethos, this kind of hardcore swagger, but underneath all that, it's actually a kind of almost sludgy stoner metal without the southern grooves, which is why Cancer Bats kept coming up to me. Like, all the bits where you expect them to do something which makes you think of Down, they never do it. They just... That element's not there. And it's to their credit, actually, because I think if they did, they'd be lost in a myriad of other bands that do similar things. And actually, by not doing that, they make themselves stand out more. Aesthetically speaking, in terms of the album, I get that attention to detail on the kind of album song structure, but specifically how the songs fit into each other. They have a sound that's fully realised. They never really throw anything that I would class... Like, after track two, you kind of know what you're getting here, but actually it's the variations on the theme that actually make it really interesting, make you want to come back to it more and more. I think their vocals are... The tone of the vocalist is fucking amazing, because it's this, like, aggro shout. So it does go discordant, but it's never to the point where it kind of loses anything. Yeah. There's never a break. I never feel like... I feel like this guy could probably do this for 4 hours. Like, you could work in a call center just doing this voice, and his voice would never break. It's pure technique, and it's fucking awesome. It's absolutely brilliant. It's, like I say, it's measured to the point, but never goes over. Then on top of that, what you get is the synced up, like, the band are locked in, like, in a way which just makes me so happy. Like, when the drummer decides to do anything, the guitar and the bass sync right into it. This is not like a band where the guitar's just fucking and the bass player's like, I'm following the, like, bass pedal or whatever like that. It's not actually the follow more into that kind of... Every single hit becomes a note on the guitar. It's all syncopated. It's all delivered very punchy, very impactful. And they do it all the way through. To coin another Canadian band who are not in this genre, Kitty used to do this. Like, we remember way back in the day, Kitty used to have a tendency to do the old silver chair. Boom, boom, boom. Like, it's just hitting those marks, and it's emphasis. This band is fucking full of emphasis. It's full of punch, it's full of precision, and it really, really works for them. What I actually found, like, very surprising is, overall, like, you have, what, 9 songs here, it's just over the 30-minute mark, how quick this flows in.
Yeah.
Like, you get through things they do in France, which is why I said bonjour earlier on. You know, Montreal. Like, when that track finishes, you do kind of feel like yourself kind of going, wow, can't be over already. Like, you just kind of instinctively feel like there should be another 2 tracks put on the end of this, which is a gift, because, like I say, the band don't really stretch hugely away from their core sound.
Yeah.
Which, if anything, a shorter time should benefit that, but... As a slight gripe on this one, I actually think they could have flung another 2 songs in here and it would have been fucking fine. Yeah, I think this is kind of... I'm going to be saying this a lot tonight. I think this is kind of fucking great. I'm actually more shocked now that you're telling me this is a debut. This kind of just feels like a band that have... Like, they know their shit. Obviously, you've mentioned, what, 12 bands in the press statement, which is probably why they know their shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this just feels just like a band that just know what they want to play, they know what they want to sound like, and they are sound like that. This is really fucking good, man. This is really, really good. Canada. Like, I feel like I'm just going to be shouting countries out and talking about how great their music scene. Canada's another one, man. Canada's another one where, like... It's always overshadowed by the sheer volume of bands from the USA. But the Canadian music scene, the alternative scene and the heavy scene, specifically the punk and the hardcore scenes, are always fucking awesome. And you will always get my attention. And, I mean, Cell Press are another great example of that. Yeah, Cages is really fucking good. Really good.
Nice. So... Before I even knew about the prison thing, right?
Before this press statement got through my filter on the word prison. Don't ask me why I have a filter for just the word prison, but I do.
Before I knew that, and I listened to the album, it had already clicked with me, like, before
had you heard a single, or how does this band get on your radar?
There must have been something in the press release. Probably Scott Evans again. Like I love Cowling Walled City, and I love the stuff that Scott's done recently. We've reviewed quite a few albums that he's been working on. So I know there's always going to be a good product there because the stuff he does is always sounds shit hot.
Oh, yeah.
But then the more I kind of got into it, and then when I read the press release, I was like, right, okay, yeah, this
prison. Like, it's literally all you took away from the press statement. Yeah. In fact, Dave's been calling this band Prison. he's been calling the album Prison pretty much since he read it. To be honest, if I'd stumbled across this album, this would have been a instant send message to Davey saying like that, you need to check this out. To me feels like an easy pitch.
Absolutely. It's one of those albums that doesn't really need time to like grow on you. It's not like I need another listen to this to decide what I feel about it. I knew straight away on the first listen, there was no, I'm gonna let this marinate a little bit, you know, none of that. It was like, yep, this fucks and I'm in straight away. It's relentless, like absolutely relentless. There is no time to rest on this album. They don't fuck around with needless intros and build-ups. They just get down to business. And I dig that direct approach. Yes, I like it. This is, you know, we play sludgy, punky, noisy music. It's full of snarl and bite, and fuck you if you don't like it.
That's what we're saying. Like, that direct approach doesn't work. It's a lot harder to achieve than it seems.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we don't need to write like fucking like a 2-minute building and all the rest. Well, some bands have to do that. Like, some bands physically have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually stripping that out is actually harder because there's nothing to hide behind.
Yeah.
No, this is a no frills, no gimmick album.
Yeah.
And as such, it lives or dies on its run length and its songs. And if any of those are weak in any way, it'll fucking stand up like a sore thumb.
Yeah. No, and there's clear influences on this. You'll pick up bits of like Ken Mode, Unsane, Burnt by the Sun, a bit of the Cancer Bats in there. I was getting imagine a more angular Raging Speedhorn. Like,
there is a bit of Raging Speedhorn in there. It's those non-Southern sludgy grooves.
Yeah.
Like, we see when we say sludge, you instantly want to be like, bow, do, do, do. You know, but this doesn't have any of the bow, it's just do, do, do. Like, you know what I mean? There's no bend in it. That's what I want. There's no bend in the string.
Yeah.
And that's like the resist the bend, which is hard to do when you're playing sludge.
But, like, influences aside, these guys do have their own personality, and there is their own sound is kind of shining through this. And I think it's in the songwriting that kind of like distinction shows. This might only be their debut full length album, but it comes across much more seasoned than that. The subtlety and the transitions and the guitar work on tracks like Adult Baptisms, Joy to the World, or Disco Naps on The Devil's Bedpost. It kind of shows like there is definitely more going on beneath the hood with this band than you'd expect from this style. Even like a track like Dark Side of the North, which on the surface is a kind of groovy, punky, sludgy kind of ripper, but in the intricacies of the timing and like as you said, the kind of syncopated riffs, that's the kind of giveaway for me. They might sound like a band that have this like don't give a fuck type ethos, but there's a lot of thought went into this release.
Oh,
there's a few real kind of standout moments on it for me as well. Joy to the World being one of them, I think could be one of my favourite tracks. There's another one that's close. It's got this kind of like mash of like fuzzy sludge in its tone, but with a kind of doomier kind of mood to it. And the shift in the tracks are perfect. Like, they always keep you hooked in. And again, there's always a kind of groove behind it as well. But as the track goes on, they actually start to kind of slow it down. And it kind of emphasizes that groove even more. I think the speed and the tone that they've captured, the feeling of like that kind of helplessness kind of perfectly on that track. I love that they followed that up with Disco Naps and The Devil's Bedpost.
That's my autobiography. Let's get that locked in right now.
It's much more angular and choppy, but you know, there's plenty of like crazy drum fills, but they also never lose the feel of a track. They manage to keep you locked in the whole time. They do get a little bit more like kind of avant-garde on tracks like Royal Blue, which is, you know, lots of kind of weird noises and erratic drumming, but to me that almost felt like their version of like a breather track.
Yes.
Like, and not a typical breather track, but it kind of brings the similar things down before that last kind of like double punch in the album of Recoil and the things they do in France. I like the way they kind of bookended the start and end of Recoil with something really fast and really punky, mm-hmm. but kept the middle of the track really like mid-paced and had some really nice like melodic lead work as well. Great balance. And then they ended the album with the longest track, The Things They Do in France. That might be my favourite joint favourite track of the album.
It's a fucking great closer. The riff that ends on is fucking punishing.
Yeah.
That's a closing set riff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I felt like there was a little bit more kind of hardcore in that one, which I enjoyed. But there's also a little bit of melody in there as well, which was really cool. This was one of those albums that like it finished and I was like, I'm just going to play that again because it was just
too easy
an easy listen. But I think that even though you'll have maybe heard like other releases that are in a similar style to this, these guys do it in a way that feels very authentic. Mm-hmm. There's nothing superficial, there's nothing put on here. These guys are doing it because they love it. You can tell they've put a lot into this. Not only in the music, but in the lyrical themes that they're covering, things like gun culture and fucking asshole politicians and addiction, and stuff like the lack of clean drinking water as well in certain mm-hmm. communities in Canada. It's topics that really matter to them and feel strongly about, and that emotion really comes across massively on this album. Last thing I want to mention is just the absolutely bitching production by Sean Pearson, Scott Evans, and Carl Saff. It's fucking awesome.
It's raw, but it's measured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. As I said, I'm a big fan of Scott Evans anyway, being in Kowloon Walled City, but every instrument on this sounds killer. Like, the guitar tone is so thick and full of fuzz. The bass cuts through nicely, even though the bottom end of the guitars. Drums are very natural, very punchy, and vocally just, you know, it's full of like piss and vinegar, just a killer tone and a great delivery. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Even if they hadn't mentioned prisons in the press release, I would still really like this.
It'd be so much better if you did.
Final thing, scores for Cages. What are you thinking?
This is a 4.5. I get a feeling I'm going to be saying this a lot tonight. I think, there isn't really anything as a negative on this overall. And generally, I would swing in a big old sexy 5 on that one. But I think there's more here the band haven't quite tapped into yet.
Mm.
I think this is a band that could easily perform for me a 5-star album. And actually, I don't think this is, to get a little bit vulgar, this is a cunt hair off it. So there you are.
4.5, nice. this is awesome. It's a very, very raw and cathartic listening experience. But you know, one that I will revisit often this year. High score for me. It's a 4.5 out of 5 for me as well. And you know, it's another band from Canada that can almost equal the awesome of Nickelback, really. It's like, I mean, can you imagine like the two bands from Canada? That's fucking, that's,
you know, the band were with you all the way, lock and step, and then you fucked it, Dave. So let me bring them back up. Oh, Canada, I do not know the words. It's as far as
well
I
done.
Get. Thank you. I've got them back on side. They have. As soon as they heard "Old Canada," they had to do this,
right.
And then we had them. We had them, Dave. Fucking had them by the short and curlies.
Cell Press, Cages, out on March 8th. Check out the links below to the band to
fucking
the pre-order.
Fucking do it. You will not be disappointed.
have a listen. That is our review. Thank you for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon, but until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.